Live from the Fortress of Freedom in the heart of forgotten America, this is the Steve Gerber Show. God bless America for Thursday, April 18, 2019. Here are three big things you need to know. Hey, whatever happened to Betomania? Remember when the lefties all over cable news were crowing about the fine young prince of Democrat politics, Beto this and Beto that? Where is he now? I can tell you where he's not. He's not in line to give to charity, cheapskate that he is. Two, a girl in Alaska, that's right, a girl in Alaska got kicked out of school because she needed a boy in the groin that was in the women's room blocking her from leaving. You heard me right. She's defending herself, and she gets thrown out of school. And number one, the waiting is almost over as 9:30 will begin the festivities for today. 9:30 this morning, William Barr and Rod Rosenstein will step to a podium for a press conference discussing the Mueller report, which, according to the Washington Now, will be only lightly redacted and will indicate that Bob Mueller couldn't get there because he couldn't establish any intent on the part of the president when it came to obstruction. As far as collusion, it's not there. Conspiracy, it's not there. And as far as obstruction of justice, no idea what the president's intent was to be. On both sides, they're ready to pounce. But what Ken Starr says he's preparing to see, Ken Starr, a former special counsel himself, what he fears, he says, is just an anti-Trump screed, but it's ready for consumption, is this test. And the battle is over edits. What's in, what's out, of course. And the narrative being pushed by the left without question is William Barr is hiding all of this important information to protect the president. That's all they've got to cling to. And I've got good news on that front. Michael Horowitz won't be redacting anything. Michael Horowitz, when he puts out part two of the Inspector General's report here in about 30 days or so, won't be redacting anything. It'll all be there for you. But to give you a flavor of what's really going on, what the Democrats are trying to push as a narrative, because listen, they tried for almost 2 years selling you the idea that somehow the Russians had teamed up with Trump to cheat in the 2016 election, and that's the only reason that Trump won. You know, Hillary Clinton won the popular vote, yes, but only because of California. If you took California out of the mix, Donald Trump won the popular vote. Think about that. Hillary Clinton won the popular vote nationally by about 2.7 million votes. She won the popular vote in California by 3.5 million votes. You can do some basic math. That means Donald Trump, and by the way, she took 62% of the vote in California, not exactly reflective of the rest of the country. The point being is that if you go for the national popular vote, it'll be California deciding who the president is, but I digress. Let's get a flavor for what the Democrats are hoping for, praying for, because the only thing they have to hang on to is a continuation of this lie. So you've got Jerry and his Nadlers all in a bunch here. Here's Gerald Nadler's bite number four. Go.
The Attorney General appears to be waging a media campaign on behalf of President Trump, the very subject of the investigation at the heart of the Mueller report. Rather than letting the facts of the report speak for themselves, the Attorney General has taken unprecedented steps to spin Mueller's nearly two-year investigation. One, he summarized the report and cherry-picked findings in his March 24th letter to Congress.
Cherry-picked. Unprecedented. What is William Barr hiding? It just goes on and on and on. Continue, bite five, please.
Two, he withheld summaries written by the special counsel that were intended for public consumption. Three, he has briefed the White House on the report before providing Congress a copy, which has helped them prepare a rebuttal response for the president.
Well, you've been smearing the president for years. You don't need a rebuttal response. You don't even care what the report says. He's guilty, damn it, and you know it, Gerald. Your Nadler's all in a bunch. And the fact of the matter is that that's the way it's going to go. William Barr is hiding something. He's colluded with the White House to put out a report and help them, and he's waging a public relations war. Really? Because the only time I've seen William Barr is when he's been called in front of Congress, in front of you and your colleagues, Gerald. That's the only time I've heard William Barr speak on this matter. And when pressed on certain points of the matter, he says, I can't discuss that. So what you putting forth is not unprecedented, Gerald. It's just typically dishonest. And that's what we've come to expect from the left, typical dishonesty, or of politicians in general, maybe. You're battling for a narrative that doesn't exist. Donald Trump did not collude with the Russians. The Russians did not impact the 2016 election. Donald Trump beat Hillary Clinton. Let me say that again. Donald Trump beat Hillary Clinton. He won. She lost. And it would be best for the country if you just damn well got over it. You don't have to like him. You can work against him. You can say, I don't like that policy. You can vote against him. You can stand up and be counted. You can write petitions. You can drop letters. You can leave voicemails. But you need to accept the fact that it happened. And going forward, Michael Horowitz is going to find where this all started. Where did this report originate? How is it that the FBI paid Christopher Steele 11 times? How is it that the DNC and Hillary Clinton's campaign paid Christopher Steele millions of dollars to do this research for a phony dossier that John McCain then walked over and handed to James Comey in an effort to jumpstart this whole process? How is it that Stroke and Page and Orr and all of these people worked together to create this insurance policy to take out the duly elected president of the United States? Michael Horowitz is digging into all of that, as is John Huber. Horowitz, the inspector general, and Huber, a federal attorney, state's attorney from Utah, you don't hear anything about where he is. That's been very quiet, which is a good thing, I believe. It's been very quiet. He's been undisturbed, and everything's going along quite nicely for him. And Michael Horowitz, I believe, from what I can tell, has been waiting for the Mueller report to get released, redacted, re-released, if you will, and then out of the way. The indication is from reporting that the Horowitz Inspector General Report Part 2 will come out in about 30 days or so. And Michael Horowitz will release his report in its entirety. And following that, John Huber report will come out as well. Meanwhile, we also know that William Barr has begun his own investigation of the origins of the Mueller report, what was done at the FISA courts, what was said, who was acting properly, who was acting illegally. And to date, even though the mainstream media makes nothing of it, the biggest person ensnared in all of this in the Mueller report is Greg Craig, the former counsel, the former White House counsel to Barack Obama. Yes, there are crimes related to the Ukraine, nothing to do with collusion, but then none of it has been. Paul Manafort, Michael Flynn, George Papadopoulos, process crimes and financial crimes. Nothing to do with working with Russia, nothing to do with collusion, nothing to do with obstruction. You'll hear more of that today, and you'll also hear the Democrats ratchet up the panic in their voices. The panic in their voices will be ratcheted up today, because what happens today will not change the truth of the four-page letter that was released on March the 24th by this attorney general. He did not go out and lie to people. Trust me. They're going to grab onto any nugget they can and try to turn it into something, anything, because they're desperate, because without it, they have zero. It's the Steve Gruber Show.
Are you finally ready to lose weight? I mean, for real this time. Sure, you've tried before, but when you didn't get anywhere, you gave up. Well, I have a solution. MyPureHealthSolutions.com, formerly Nutrimost. Hormonal imbalances are the root cause of not only your weight gain, but mood swings and discomfort, too. MyPureHealthSolutions.com has the technology to get to the root cause of your weight gain once and for all. MyPureHealthSolutions.com. We'll customize a program to fit your specific needs. That's MyPureHealthSolutions.com.
The Michigan Chamber of Commerce, celebrating 60 years of being the leading voice for business.
I'm Rich Studley, President and CEO of the Michigan Chamber of Commerce. For 60 years, the Chamber has been your voice in Lansing, fighting for pro-business, pro-taxpayer, pro-jobs legislation. It's been our commitment to work with lawmakers on both sides of the aisle in Lansing to create an environment that allows businesses to grow and to create a strong and thriving economy. We are member-driven and policy-focused. The Michigan Chamber represents over 6,000 companies of all sizes and types in all 83 of Michigan's counties. Michigan Chamber members employ over 1 million Michigan residents. That's why we're focused on the mission of promoting conditions favorable to job creation, economic growth, and free enterprise.
Join the Michigan Chamber of Commerce today at michamber.com. The Michigan Chamber of Commerce, the leading voice for business, moving Michigan forward.
I vaccinate because I want to protect my daughter.
I vaccinate because these diseases can be deadly.
Because of vaccines, we tend to think of diseases like whooping cough and measles as things of the past, but they aren't. Michigan's children still get them and pass them on. Get the whole story at ivaccinate.org. I vaccinate because I got the facts. Sponsored by the Michigan Department of Health and Human Services, the Franny Strong Foundation, and the Michigan Association of Broadcasters.